Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, it is Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for, it is Monday, January 11th, 2021. I had to ask Dan. I forgot what the day was. On the podcast today, we'll talk about what everybody did on the weekend, which is pretty much nothing. We all sat inside and watched TV shows. What else do we have on the show today? We're going to get my wife on the show because I have a bone to pick with her. I can't watch a movie in peace and quiet anymore. And then your side hustle. We're going to talk about, you know, what is the side hustle that you have picked up during the pandemic? And I don't know if you heard about the Celtics game, Kennedy, but they ended up postponing the game. They were supposed to play yesterday against the Miami Heat, but the Miami Heat didn't have enough.
How strange that they didn't do the bubble and they're not being able to play games this year. It's so weird.
Yeah, it's bad.
Really, really.
I think it's going to be a lot worse. Yeah. You know, with football, they have 50 whatever players, plus right. You have practice squad players. Like, I think
but this worked last season. The bubble worked.
No, but I'm saying with basketball, though, them not being in the bubble, and you get one player catches
it.
That's
what I'm saying.
And then, you got problems. So the Heat couldn't get at least 8 players. I think the Celtics have maybe 8 total.
Yeah, they had 8. And
yeah, but it's not the good half of the roster.
No.
All the best guys are out.
Yeah. Tristan Thompson has it. I think Jalen now has it.
Jason Tatum has it.
Yeah. Jalen has it as well, yeah.
Or maybe through contact tracing, too. Some of them have it, and some of them were just in contact with those that did have it. So they figure, this could happen pretty quickly for the NBA. They could be done. And then also, Kennedy, you may have missed this, too, but very exciting news. We are back. We are back in football. Tom Brady and Gronk get the big win on Saturday, moving on to the next round of the playoffs.
Stop taking ownership of them. They're not ours anymore.
Oh, yes. We got to have something to
root
for. You
don't speak from my heart.
I don't, Dan. You're right. But I feel like...
we're on to Tampa Bay, Kennedy. We are on to Tampa Bay.
You can't just pick a new team because you want to be a winner. It doesn't work like that.
Oh, it absolutely does.
No, I still like the Patriots, but I root for Tom and Gronk, too.
Sure. The Patriots are out of it. It's not like they're playing each other.
Uh-huh.
What are we supposed to do? Sit around and watch what?
I'm a Tampa Bay fan. I don't live in Tampa Bay.
Do the same thing
I live
that
in...
you would have done.
Right.
Am I going to watch HGTV? Tom Brady's on.
I don't know what to say.
All right, let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is going to be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work, and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And if you know somebody that should be a part of the Good Vibe Tribe, you can drop us a text at 617-931-1234. There's a woman in Texas who's still recovering from the coronavirus. She turned 101 years old on Friday. So someone at her nursing home asked Twitter to send happy birthday messages, and thousands of people responded. They included a few celebrities like Nancy Sinatra and Patricia Arquette.
That's random.
So random.
Another 2021 tip is in the news. This time, a family ran up a $300 tab at a restaurant in Colorado, and they left a $2,021 tip to split between the servers and the cooks. Last month, a couple in Maine hit the lottery for $1 million, and last week, they went back to the store where they bought the ticket and gave the employees who sold it to them $1,000 each.
Wow.
Wow.
That is awesome.
I did not hit the lottery on Saturday, though. I did get some Powerball.
Nobody did. Go buy more tickets.
Okay. A British couple visiting Barbados was caught trying to sneak a woman into their hotel room for a threesome. The woman was spotted scaling the hotel wall.
Spider-Man.
That's a dedicated effort. Third.
I was going to say, I don't hate
That's
that.
The kind of third you need. Going to scale a wall for you.
Thruple goals, Dan. The couple was fined $5,400 for violating their COVID quarantine. Without regular haircuts, the pandemic has brought a return of, Kennedy, the man bun. Seemed like it was just about to go away, but because dudes can't get their haircuts, they're growing out the man buns.
Flobies for everybody.
Also, just a note to guys out there, ignore this story. If you see it, please don't pay attention to it. Don't get fooled by the made-up story circulating on social media that tells men to get their COVID vaccine injected through their junk.
Oh, my God.
So what are you going to do? Go in and tell the health professional that you'd rather have it injected there because you're smarter? I don't get that.
Men are so dense.
We ate Tide Pods, Kennedy.
It's where my brain lives.
What's the upside to starting that? Like, what are you gaining?
Hey, girl.
For the one guy that actually goes and does
yeah,
it.
Right.
Yes, absolutely.
And I do have some good news for you, Kennedy.
Yeah?
The annual nudist festival in Mexico is still on at the end of this month, even with the pandemic. The organizers are just requiring everyone to follow safety protocols and wear masks.
That'll do it.
So you're naked, but you got a mask on?
Yes.
I don't hate that.
Yeah. And maybe a vaccine needle coming out of your junk. I don't know.
Definitely don't want that, but, you know, to each their own.
Kennedy, what do you have for Good Vibe Tribe audio?
All right, so fantasy football, you know, is a big thing. And when you lose,
oh, I've heard about this before.
If you're the person who's the worst, you have to do some kind of punishment, right?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
So there's a dude in Atlanta. His name is Michael, and his punishment was that he had to spend 24 hours at a Waffle House, which sounds like heaven to me. Mm. But, and he basically, for every waffle that he ate, he got an hour taken off. So he ate, first of all, ate 18 waffles, which is saying something.
Wow.
However, while he was there, he was sort of Facebook Living, and people were like, dude, I'll take care of your tab. And he was like, well, that sounds silly. Why don't we take care of the people around here? So he raised $1,000 for the wait staff.
This is for you. I want to say thank you very much.
Oh, really? Oh, thank you very much. Oh, my God.
All around, it was just a spectacular thing. The punishment itself was absolutely torturous, but, you know, the outcome of everything was well worth it.
Mm. Waffle House.
Wood Drive.
Waffle House.
Why don't we have Waffle Houses up here? I feel gypped.
There's a lot of things that you don't have.
Scattered, discovered, top-ticed. Diced,
no,
chunked.
Scattered, smothered, covered is the only way to go.
I like scattered, smothered, covered, top, diced, chunked.
Nope. That's way too much.
I don't know if I've ever been to a Waffle House.
One day we'll have a road trip. We'll go down to Pennsylvania. That's where the closest one is. Not that I've checked it out.
We're going to Amish country, Kennedy.
So good to have your waffles with a cigarette. There's nothing like it, Dan.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. I always like to start the week of shows right here and get nosy about what you did over the weekend. Kennedy, I know you and Annie are pretty much in the middle of almost done with the quarantine. So I can't imagine
and
you
tomorrow
really...
I'll be stepping out of this house like it is the red carpet. I'm going to walk out the door and I'll hear, coming.
Want the world to know.
I want confetti cannons when you walk out of that front door.
I want paparazzi.
Yes.
I want it all. Yes. I'm telling you right now that I just can't wait.
Have you just watched everything? I mean, have you just watched
it? Yeah. I mean, I literally was looking at the television yesterday, scrolling, and I'm like, I've watched all of this, and it's like embarrassing to me. So, and I just can't get, I love to read, but I can't get myself to a place that I want to sit down and read a book because my mind just will not stop spinning.
Right.
And I'm thankful that I have a backyard that I can walk around in, that I can take the dog out in, and I still have the puppy who's adorable. So
right.
Those things. But yeah, I just can't wait to like just get out of the house and like go to Target.
Target.
I think it misses me too.
We just don't want to go anywhere. I mean, to be honest with you, just because there's so many people around us, it seems like that we know that have COVID. We're just trying to be safe.
Time. That is 100%.
And, you know, we have my mother-in-law who's, you know, almost 70 years old.
Safety is so important. And if that's what works for you, then do that.
We've been doing the same thing. We've just been watching
everything. Because I feel like if I can get it, anybody can. So, you know what I mean?
Right, right. Although, you know, I'm doing dry January, Kennedy. So
I do. How's that going for you?
I fell off the wagon yesterday.
Did you?
But I,
that's great. You did like 11 days, 10 days?
10 days. But I knew it. I knew it was going to happen. It was a lot of football this weekend, and I knew we were going to watch a game, and I knew I was going to have a margarita. I had it already.
That's okay.
I had it planned in my head. So, yeah, but it's been interesting doing it. You know, it's... It was actually a lot easier than I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be really hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But
isn't that what people say when they finish? That it was super easy?
But I mean, even like the first couple of days, I thought, oh my gosh, how am I going to do this? Like, yeah. I mean, it's embarrassing to say, but I don't remember, you know, 5 days where I went without having a beer. Right. Right?
That's kind of embarrassing.
For 40 years, honestly, or for 30 years, whatever, honestly. Yeah. Think about it. Have you ever gone a week without drinking alcohol? I mean,
I haven't had a drink since November, but like.
Yeah, but I'm more like I'm going to have water or I'm going to have 12 beers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're like a beer with dinner kind of guy.
And
who,
I feel
me?
Like, Carson, yeah. this isn't something that
no?
it was problematic for you. It was just something, can I do it?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I think
I'm not.
That's
yeah.
totally okay.
It
the
was
fact
just.
That you did it, it shows you what you need and what you don't need your body needs and that you can. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I didn't. You know, people have said, oh, well, you'll sleep better. You know, that was what I heard from a lot of people. It's like, oh, you're going to sleep so much better. And really, I have, for the most part, really good sleep.
You don't have problems sleeping.
I really don't, for the most part. And
yeah.
so that like hasn't most, changed.
Yeah, more like people who might drink a little more than you do.
Right.
When they quit, you see those benefits because you're using it as something else.
Mm-hmm.
A little
yeah.
crutchy. You
so,
know what I mean?
That part made me feel better. Right, like that part made me feel better. I was like, oh, okay, well, it wasn't a big deal, really.
Good for you, buddy.
I didn't feel any different. Those margaritas were good last night, though. I'm not going to lie.
Did they hit you harder?
Oh, my God. I had one margarita.
Like,
I had one margarita, and I was like, whoa.
Go
Whoa.
Straight to your head.
Holy smacks.
Woo! Yep.
I felt like I was 17 years old again when I had that margarita. It had been
there
a long time. So that was my big weekend. Annie, you not leaving the house really? Or?
Well, I'm done with quarantine. This is day 13 for me actually today. So I left the house. Sorry,
what did
Kennedy.
You do? No, that's
it was
all right.
It was crazy. Like I went out yesterday morning and I went and got myself a coffee and I was like, I can stand in a coffee line. I was like, nobody
tell me everything.
It was awesome. The smells of the bagels and the cream cheese and the coffee being brewed. And I was like, do you guys want a coffee too? Do you want one? Do you want one? Because I'm out of the house.
Do you feel invincible now that you've had COVID? So
yes.
I don't know medically for sure. I don't want to say misinformation, but
right.
Are you now free from getting COVID
so the
for
antibodies,
a while?
So they're saying the antibodies are good for 90 days is what the scientists are saying now.
But who knows? But yes.
Exactly. Who knows? The virus is still so
You're still
new,
wearing your mask
learning.
And doing all that stuff.
Of course. I'm still following all of the rules. It's not like I'm just wilding out now. But you know what's weird, Carson? I did feel like I was doing something wrong, like when I was leaving the house. You know what I mean? Because I just got so used to being in these like four walls.
Right. I took out the garbage and I was like, please nobody be around me.
It's crazy.
I was so nervous.
That's funny.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. Like just even walking around and I was like, oh, I can like go and do things now. But I still was like so hesitant at first. It was wild, but felt very good to leave.
Mm. How about you, Producer Dan? How was your weekend?
Well, I was not on quarantine over the weekend, but if there was a boring Olympics, I might have meddled. Like maybe there was a guy in Latvia who did less. We'll never know.
Oh, really?
Here are the main bullet points.
Oh, here we go. Dan has written them down. I can see he's looking at notes, Kennedy.
I wrote them in between the last break and right now.
Okay.
My girlfriend got a new book.
Okay.
It's called World of Sauces.
All right.
And it's just sauces from around the world.
Okay. Is she making them or just reading about them?
We had a Belgian sauce with a French name that I can't pronounce.
How was it?
Are you putting them on meats? Smoke
it was
on?
Delicious. She's very excited about it. And it's too cold to be outside smoking. I'm out on that until at least May.
Yeah. It is bitter.
I'm not built like that.
It was really cold this weekend.
I'm not built like that. You built different, boys.
But if you hear of a Belgian sauce with a French name that's kind of purplish brownish, I would eat it. It's very good.
Okay.
I watched about 36 to 40 episodes of New Girl. I'm not proud of it, but that's what happened.
Oh, why?
I showed it to my girlfriend, and she really liked it, and that's what we do now, apparently.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
About 36 to 40 episodes.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was a lot. And I found out what my alternative names were going to be as a baby.
No way!
If I wasn't Daniel Adam Breslin, which I am.
Okay.
Dab.
My mother said I was either going to be Brandon or Brad.
Oh, I'm so glad you're not a Brad.
Wow.
Brad Breslin, yeah.
That could have gone poorly.
Yeah, no disrespect to all the Brads. A lot of cool Brads. Brad Pitt. Bradley Beal is leading the NBA in scoring. Respect to him.
Was it Andalus sauce that you ate, Dan?
I'd have to text. I couldn't pronounce it.
We watched a lot of TV this weekend. We watched that I'm Your Woman movie on I think it's on Amazon Prime, Kennedy, with Brosnahan, the woman from Mrs. Maisel. Oh, you would love it. Fantastic movie.
I watched a lot of horror movies this weekend.
It's a 70s crime drama, Kennedy.
That's where I'm at right now. Oh, okay, you got me.
Yeah, it's very creative. Anyway.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix. Did you get a dog in the past year? A pandemic puppy, maybe? And
if you did,
why did you name her Luna? A dog DNA company just released the results and said the most popular dog names of last year, Luna is becoming really, really, really popular. It was the most popular for dogs. Other ones that were in there, Daisy, Bella, Lucy, Penny, Stella, Lola, Piper, Ruby, and Willow. I know Elvis has his birthday tomorrow, right, Kennedy?
He does.
Unfortunately, we don't do birthday shout-outs on this show, but maybe for Elvis, we'll make an exception tomorrow.
You just knocked off like half the dogs in my family with those names.
Yeah.
My cousin has a dog named Luna. My other cousin has a dog named Daisy. My sister has a dog named Bella.
Yeah.
We are basic.
Wow. And it's leading over into actual people's names. Luna is now in the top.
Beautiful name.
Is now in the top 20, and every year it moves up a few more spaces.
There you go.
All right, it's time for the dirty. Let's do that.
She's got the Hollywood hookup, gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So something interesting happened over the weekend. Nickelodeon aired its first ever NFL game.
Yeah.
Ended with the Saints beating the Bears 21-9. It featured all sorts of fun things. However, it also featured something they didn't want, an uncensored F-bomb. It came at the end of the first half when a hot mic caught Bears receiver Cordarrelle Patterson disagreeing with the call.
Appreciate it.
All right.
All right.
They'll say that in Bikini Bottom.
Also, a former NFL receiver Nate Burleson was on the show as an analyst, and yeah, people say he stole the show. And at one point, he explained to kids how players take bathroom breaks during the game.
Super early in the game, but I want to know what happens if the players have to use the bathroom in the middle of a play.
Nate, I know you've got a story about this. You've got to have a story
Uh-oh.
About this.
That's a great, great question. Now, here's the thing. You either go inside, but then you don't want to miss anything, right? or you can go into one of these little tents. It's kind of like a porta potty, and it's sanitary, you know. But Gabby, you do what you got to do to get through the game. Sometimes you just got to hold it.
Oh, yeah, I feel that.
I had no idea there were little porta potties on the sidelines. I learned something new.
That's incredible.
The visuals were pretty cool. There was a slimed first down line, slime cannons after a touchdown. SpongeBob was shown in between the uprights during field goals,
mm-hmm.
and a bunch of other graphics. The kid who plays young Shelton also explained some of the penalties, because he's wicked smart.
Mm.
And there was a Minecraft-style halftime report, and the Saints coach got slimed for real at the
So I watched a little bit of it, and I didn't hate it. Like
I thought it looked cute, the things that I saw. It was interesting.
No, I thought I was gonna hate it. I thought when I read all of it, I was like, really, this is what is happening now?
Well,
but after I watched it, I was like, it was cute. It they did a good job with it.
Without being so taking themselves so damn seriously, I thought it was kinda interesting.
Right.
All right, guys. Well, Sex and the City is officially returning to television.
I can't believe it, Kennedy.
I remember when the show first came out, it was like everything I dreamed of. It was my life.
Yeah, it was crazy huge.
Sarah Jessica Parker, Kristen Davis, and Cynthia Nixon made the announcement on Sunday via social media that their former HBO comedy will live on with a new chapter on HBO Max. And the new series will be called And Just Like That, a nod to the original series. It will follow the three as they navigate friendship in their 50s. Production on the series will begin late spring in New York. Michael Patrick King, who won an Emmy for his work directing the series and wrote and directed both of the films. I don't know if I'd say that about the second one, but is returning to executive produce the new take. All the ladies will be executive producers. Samantha will not be there.
My wife
is so excited.
So
what's the beef with them, Kennedy?
I think Sarah Jessica Parker and, God, what's her name?
Kim Cattrall.
Thank you. Never liked each other.
Okay.
From day one, even when they filmed that. And it just got worse and worse and worse. And it was a lot of egos. And, you know,
yeah,
when you go and get really famous really fast, like all the Desperate Housewives, they hated each other, too.
Mm. Sure, things happen like that.
It's an ego thing, certainly. So, in any event, we'll see what happens there. And you guys, Auntie Dionne is back.
Stop.
Dionne Warwick decided to come back. And, you know, in the beginning, she was talking about The Weeknd, wondering why he spells his name that way. And Chance the Rapper, why do you insist that you're the rapper? Well,
This week, it was Cardi B.
Uh-oh. Oh, boy.
She said, after today, I can confidently add Cardi B to the list of people my nieces open my eyes to. More on this tomorrow. She says Cardi B is authentically herself. Uh-huh. She says, I've only seen video clips. No music yet. More on this tomorrow. I do have one question. What does Offset mean? Is there an Onset walking around somewhere?
Oh, my God. Stop.
What does Offset mean? That's a good question.
So what's interesting is how many people responded. One person said, it's an Excel formula to locate the contents in a cell in reference to another cell. And then people started getting really ugly, to which she said, I do not like mean responses. Cardi B and Offset are human beings with feelings. Keep it kind. I love her.
Kennedy,
love Dionne Warwick. If you
want she tweeted,
she's the 2021 energy we need.
She tweeted, like, I told you to leave this foolishness in 2020. And then she quote tweeted her tweet, and she goes, what did I say? Do not mess with Auntie so Dionne.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Kennedy, I have my wife standing by on the hotline, and she has made me realize something. Well, really, it was her and my mother-in-law and my son that have made me realize this. I thought because of the pandemic that going to the movies would never come back to the way it was before, that people would no longer go to movie theaters, that it was just going to change it because you could get a movie at your house and watch it and never have to go back to a movie theater, right?
Yeah, they started releasing all the movies the same day on demand and stuff. And, you know, it's just a different way now.
And I just realized I'm an idiot. I'm completely wrong about this.
Yeah.
Good morning, babe.
Good morning.
So we have a pretty small bubble, and my mother-in-law is in that. And so Christmas Day, mother-in-law comes over. We do, you know, our Christmas gifts and some food. And then they released Wonder Woman 1984, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, let's watch a movie. And over the next 2 hours, I could not have been more mad and more angry about so many things.
Is it because the movie was bad?
Well,
bad? I mean, like, that's my first thought. Like, it's because the movie was bad, right?
Well, I wouldn't know because every 3 minutes, you guys had to have a conversation about something that was going on in the movie. Oh, remember her? What was she in? Oh, wasn't she in that TV show on Amazon? Hang on, let me get my phone. Oh, yeah, that's right. Now I remember who that person was. And that's what happened for 2 hours.
Do you push pause when this happens, Carson?
Because the one most times I say hit pause. Most times I say, hit pause.
And then it takes 5 hours to watch a two-hour movie because we're hitting pause because you got to look up the secondary character to see what Amazon Prime show she was in 2 years ago.
I'm sure you didn't mind watching Gal Gadot for 5 hours. Who does mind watching her for that long?
That's fair
Reach
play.
Atlanta.
I'm sorry, but I just...
this is a pet peeve of mine
bad.
Also.
You guys
the 10-year-old
the
child even said that the movie was bad. Everybody was talking through it. Everybody tuned out but you.
It's a
because
movie.
Because you like bad movies.
No, I just like movies and I want to watch it in peace and quiet. Am I the only one here?
No, I'm with you.
Absolutely.
When I'm watching a movie, I hate it when people talk through the movie. I do a lot of pausing in my house. It's
I'm
one of my pet peeves.
I'd give about $1 million to have someone talk through the movie right now in my life. So if you guys want to come over here.
I'll go to your house and I'll watch Wonder Woman 1984 again and you can sit in my house and watch Atlanta.
You are more than welcome anytime.
I mean, it's really, like, Mimi will talk to you.
I don't talk when I go to the movie theater.
No, but you'll occasionally lean over and be like, what is it? I'm like, I don't know.
So do you want the movie theaters to open or not? Or do you just, Carson, need your own, like you go.
No, I want movie theaters open. I need quiet. I need to be able to go to the movies alone too.
You need the social pressure to make sure that your family members don't speak.
I need the movie theater to make me not look at my phone. Because when I'm at the house, I'll just grab my phone without thinking and just scroll through.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I love
movies to watch a movie and eat some popcorn.
I love you, Lana, but you have to admit, you and your mom just like talk the entire time.
I'd much rather go to the movies without you, Carson, so we're both in the same boat. We want the movies back.
Separate.
I mean, come on.
Stay separate.
The reason I talk so much is because you pick bad crap to watch, you know?
So if it's a good movie, Lana, then you're saying that you would be less inclined.
Less likely.
Okay, how about
less likely.
How about yesterday? While we're watching that new, it's this very dramatic.
Hardly said a word.
At one point, I look over, and Lana has a clipboard and her notes for work, and she is banging the pen 100 miles an hour on the clipboard, And I'm like, what are you doing? This is like, this is the moment in the movie where it's like all coming together. And I'm like sucked into this movie. And she's over there going, clank, 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 clank on the clipboard.
Oh, I'm laughing so hard right now. I actually did do that, but...
When you're watching a movie or something that you want to watch, why don't you like take yourself to a place where you can shut a door and watch it by yourself?
We only have one TV.
That's because we only have one TV.
What? What is this, 1950?
You can buy another one. They're pretty cheap. Or you can watch them on your computer. You know, I'm just saying, if you want to change your room and you watch it on your computer, then you'd have your own space. You could have your own dad beer. It'd be quiet.
Facts, Kennedy. Facts. Facts.
I'm just letting everybody know.
He doesn't mention how he subjected me all day Saturday to car shows, then sports, then more car shows, autobiographies on cars, then more sports. You know what I did? I came upstairs and I brought my computer and I watched my own doggone show.
You know what I think a symptom of this is as well? You guys are just spending too much time together. You're always in the house together. You're just getting on each other's nerves.
Movie theaters are coming back. I was wrong about that one.
More truth.
No, you want them to come back,
Carson. No, they are coming back. Like flies, I promise you, there's going to be a lot of people like me.
Carson single-handedly is making sure the movie theater business.
He's like, give me a $30 popcorn. I don't care.
I love you, babe.
Love you, too.
Sounded so sincere.
And now, Carson puts his foot down.
Nailed it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. We got a text. We just had my wife land on the phone because, my wife and my son and my mother-in-law just can't stop talking during a movie. That's all there is to it. They just cannot stop. Every detail.
No, the bottom line is you need another television.
Yeah.
That's what the bottom line is, Carson.
No, you just need to not talk. There needs to be a rule when a movie is on. Like, I get, hey, can we pause it to use the bathroom or get a drink? But to have conversations about who's starring in the movie and what movie they were in on Amazon Prime 7 years ago.
Carson, tell you, buddy. These are the questions people want to know.
From the 508, we only have one TV. As far as I know, Framingham Movie Theater is open, and you can even rent it out for private showings. Dan.
You can rent them out for short money.
You and I would go to the movies?
Yeah, it's only like $100 or in a theater or something like
that.
Is
it? You get one half, I get the other?
That's perfect.
Oh, man, that is a dream come true right there.
Then I'll just yell across the movie theater, hey, what was she in?
Oh, please.
I recognize that voice from something. Was it The Wire? All right, let's get to the dirty.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. So, as you know, The Weeknd is set to headline this year's Pepsi Super Bowl halftime show, and now Pepsi has debuted the first commercial for the upcoming event. In the clip, various people are seen singing along to Blinding Lights, including a security guard at the stadium as The Weeknd drives up. Again, it's more visual than audio, but here you go.
That's a cool concept.
Of course, that happens at the Raymond James Stadium in Tampa Bay, Florida, Sunday, February 7th.
Does it, though?
That's what I'm saying.
Kennedy, you know what I kept seeing over the weekend, too? How we were talking about how The Weeknd did all the prosthetics for the Save Your Tears video. People thought it was real.
I thought my first saw it, I was like, did he have plastic surgery or something?
I had five friends.
How could you think for a million years?
I had five friends text me. They were like, what did The Weeknd do to his face? I was like, guys.
Keep reading.
It's for a music video.
Have you not seen The Real Housewives, though? I mean, they do some
yes,
things
Carson,
to their
I
faces.
Yes, Carson, I have, and they don't look like that. Angelina looks like that.
There's a few of them.
It.
The amount of stuff people will believe it just because they see it on the internet is terrifying.
I'm just
so
going to say,
Dan.
Click through and read the first three sentences before you respond.
Right?
Usually that helps. Kamala Harris is making her Vogue cover debut for the magazine's February issue. In one photo shot by Beyonce's photographer, Tyler Mitchell. I didn't realize she had her own photographer.
Yep.
Oh.
The first African-American and Asian-American vice president-elect had on a powder blue suit. However, in the cover image, she's wearing a black blazer and pants with a white top and black and white Converse. There's a pink and green background, and the pearls were a nod to her sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha. However, it seems people are not so pleased with the way she looked. They thought her image was deliberately washed out to make her look lighter. One user called it a washed-out mess of a cover because it made a light-skinned woman even lighter. Another said that the image was disrespectful because it was below the magazine's standards, and someone else offered to shoot it again, saying that that would be better than what Mitchell did. Harris's team is saying that the cover that was published was not the one they agreed on. Some involved in the negotiations over how she'd be featured on the cover said that they were blindsided by the switch, but no one's commenting from either place on the situation. So
did Vogue? Vogue hasn't released a statement to say why they chose that photo?
No, I don't.
The whole thing is very weird to me.
Yeah.
I feel like Kamala Harris obviously is worried about other things right now, but it just the whole thing just feels like messy. You know?
Like I feel if you agree on something, well, that's the one you should use, I suppose.
Just move forward with that.
But it surprises me Vogue would allow anybody, not just her, but anybody to have any, you know, kind of creative control over what they put out on the cover of their magazine. Like, if you agree to come on Vogue, you agree to come on Vogue, and we figure out what's best for our magazine.
Yeah.
Unless you're the first female vice president in history.
Right.
Then they really want that cover.
I'm going to be honest. Like, in terms of their covers, they're usually, you know, really spectacular and well done.
Right.
The one that's on the cover to me just looks a little haphazard. Like, it was sort of thrown together. Things just look...
Maybe they wanted to make her look like more like a regular person. Do you think that was it? Because she does wear sneakers. Like, that's been her whole vibe. She's like, I'm kind of like you. I'm just a normal woman that likes to wear sneakers, right? Isn't that her vibe?
I get all of that. It's just the picture, Carson. It's the picture that just looks not well done. Do you know what I mean? As a photographer, I think you could look at it and say, you know, I might not have done that composition or the lighting isn't great. But whatever. Anyway.
Yeah, I'll have to go look at it because I haven't seen it. I'm just going by how you're describing it.
That's the one that they're going to put in the print, but online they will use both. And President Donald Trump plans to award Coach Bill Belichick the Presidential Medal of Freedom on Thursday, according to multiple reports. Patriots are not responding to requests for comment. For those of you that don't know, the Presidential Medal of Freedom was established by John F. Kennedy in 1963 and is awarded by presidents to individuals who have made exceptional contributions to the security of national interests of America, to world peace, or to cultural or other significant public or private endeavors. Now, Belichick concluded his 46th season in the NFL, 21st as a Patriots coach. He's led the Patriots to 6 Super Bowl championships. He has had 311 victories, and he is third all-time behind Don Shula and George Halas. But I don't know if that's contributions to the security of national interest. I don't know.
It's a weird one for me. Congratulations. This guy has had an incredible
career.
Presidents
have given this to sports people.
Sure. I don't begrudge him winning that award at all. I think he's deserving of it. I just think if he were to accept it right now, that would be a bad look considering where we are as a society.
There is a chance that he will politely decline the honor. Some say that he should given the events of the past several days. However, I don't know anything else past that. Except it's just speculation.
I have to imagine
a lot of
fans are going to have something to say that if you do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, he's got some time on his hands to mull it over because we're not
in the playoffs. No, it's on Thursday, so he really doesn't. So we'll see what happens. I don't know anything other than that. As much as I've read, those are really the only facts that I know. So that's happening.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back on Mix 104.1.
I think we saw this a lot during the pandemic as people, you know, didn't have the opportunity and go and do a lot of the stuff socially that they normally do. So they decided to get a side hustle.
Or they lost their job.
Yeah.
To create a new one.
Sure.
A lot of people had to pivot and found ways to be successful and even happier, I think.
Had to get creative for sure.
Yeah.
617-931-1234. So call and tell us, what is your side hustle? My daughter, Courtney, she's in college and she's working like part-time, but she took on another job delivering for DoorDash. And she said she's been killing it, making a ton of money. Like, you can get this special badge or thing, like, once you deliver so many meals within a certain amount of time. And so...
Yep, those delivery drivers are the only human being in contact I have.
So. Yeah, me and my girl DoorDash like crazy. We're keeping people employed.
Delivery? Yep. Oh, you're keeping them employed. Okay. I've got, I think, Samantha from Marlboro. Good morning, Samantha.
Good morning.
So what has been your side hustle?
So I own a dance studio in Sudbury, and we started a remote learning enrichment program. So during the day, parents can sign up and bring their kids on their home remote days, and we help them with their remote learning so parents can go to work or do whatever they need to do.
That is awesome.
What is the name of your studio?
It's the Performing Arts Connection, right. And then the program is called Pod Squad.
That is super cool. We do that. We have a pod with my son. That is awesome. Well, that is super cool. And it's going well.
A lot of
people using it.
Yeah. We've been really lucky. So it's been helpful during the pandemic to kind of keep everything afloat. And then we really feel like we're making a difference in parents' lives. So it's been great. And the kids' lives. So it's been really, really awesome.
And I hear a kid in the background going, pay attention to me.
A baby and a five-year-old.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, thanks for calling in and sharing that with us, Samantha. Have a good one.
Thanks, guys. Love your show.
Oh, thanks. Let's see. Zeke is from Somerville. What's your side hustle, Zeke?
I do credit card consulting, where I help people choose the right credit card for them based on the rewards they want to earn and the normal spending they have.
I didn't even know that was a thing.
Me too.
I feel like that's something I need in my life.
I was just going to say, I think I need to contact you.
So you
it's been pretty fun.
So you kind of analyze what we spend money on, and then you can tell us which credit card would be the right credit card for us?
Yeah, exactly. So if you spend a lot on groceries every month, or if you're spending online shopping, kind of the goal is to never get less than 2% cash back.
Dude.
Wow.
All right. If somebody wanted to do that,
got to write this down.
Yep.
How would they get in touch with you?
They can go to my website, creditcardconsult.com, and just submit an inquiry. The way I charge is either a flat fee or the referral I get off the credit card point.
Oh.
Zeke, is the answer ever no credit card? Because I feel like if you looked at my stuff, you'd be like, probably not you.
The main point of this way to actually do it is you can't ever carry a balance. Otherwise, it negates any points you'd earn.
I'm out.
You can't ever carry a balance. Oh, I have a credit card that has no balance on it.
Wow.
Is it cut in half?
All right, credit card consulting, or what is the website again?
Creditcardconsults.com.
Consults. With an S?
No S, just one.
Okay. All right, good deal. Thanks, Zeke.
Thank you.
That's cool.
That is so cool.
It's an industry I never even heard of before. Elizabeth is from Haverhill. What's your side hustle during the pandemic?
Hi, my daughter and her friend, they baked every weekend. They baked cookies, and they made over $500 that they donated to No Kid Hungry.
Oh,
well, that's cool.
This is the energy we need. This is the side hustle energy we need.
Yes.
I love
yes,
you bragging yes, on your yes. kids, too. That's
I
nice.
I love it. That's all right. Wonderful.
Thanks, Elizabeth.
Totally bragging on my kids.
Nice job.
I love it.
All right. Talk to you later. Emily's from Rockland. What is your side hustle?
So, hypothetically, when I was during like the lockdown, I was doing hair. And people were paying a lot of money, hypothetically, because, you know, hairdressers couldn't work during
the pandemic. Yes, of course. So hypothetically, you had a side hustle.
Yes.
Hypothetically speaking, yes.
A lot of money was made during, hypothetically.
I get it. All right, thank you. I'm not even going to say her name again. I don't want to call her out. She had a hypothetical side hustle.
We love to see that, too.
Love to see it.
Kennedy, what do you have for the dirty coming up at 8:30?
You got one more call in
there. Oh, I do?
Oh, it's a good one, too.
All right, one more. Mia is from Boston. What was your side hustle during the pandemic?
I make candy, which is basically a type of bracelet.
For who?
It's like all these bracelets in there for rave.
What? You make rave bracelets?
Excuse me? Like
I do.
Where can I get them? Because my birthday party got canceled. I'm just gonna
you
hand
can
them out to
DM me on Instagram.
What is your what
you
is
can
your
DM me on?
All right. What is your Instagram?
My Instagram is Beware of Bugs. Beware of Bugs.
I think you're my new best friend.
Were you making rave gear in 2013? Because we may have crossed paths.
All right, I'm gonna hang up on Mia, our raver fan. That is wild.
Insta. Yep.
There.
That is unbelievable.
Rave, let's go.
Just rave. What you think they are. Do they light up, Kennedy?
Well, her pictures are
that's
are
awesome.
Lit.
What is it? What is the Instagram again?
Beware of Bugs.
Beware
of Bugs. If you're looking for raver bracelets today. Yep. Look at this. We got you covered.
When festivals come back, your wardrobe will be set.
You need a great interest rate and points back on your credit card, or you need a raver bracelet. It's the Carson and Kennedy show.
We're here for you.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.